Hey yo, what's up everybody? Happy Monday. Aaron here with yet another conscious thought, continuing our conversation about different types of meditation. We've gone over frequencies and binaural beats, and today we're doing like the opposite. We're going to silence. Silence is an interesting one. And it's mostly about seeking and finding the inner silence, realizing the great I am. It's a big deal. And truthfully, it's fairly simple and fairly self-explanatory. What we're doing when we're going into a meditation seeking silence or inner silence, silence of the mind, whatever it may be, it's all about quieting everything down and being present. That's difficult, right? Some of us have a really hard time with quieting the mind. It's a bit of a bitch. It's part of the ego, part of the shadow, part of the growth process, part of, truthfully, third density experience. And it seems to me lately that the human experience is almost designed to make transition, graduation, progression, whatever, into higher consciousness nigh impossible. And I wish I was joking, because I've honestly had a really fucking hard time lately. I've had phenomenal experiences with Des, phenomenal days, phenomenal projects, just phenomenal life experience. And then for some reason, my head, my mind, my ego, the shadow, my shadow, is fighting harder now than ever before. I don't want to get too much into that right now, but these meditations do, for the most part, help. And they will help you for a long time. A long time. But in my experience, I need to put out there that sometimes it's a hard fight. It is a hard fight. And coming into it with love becomes a little more difficult. And I feel like that is when a massive breach is about to happen. There's going to be a huge breakthrough coming in those situations, I think. Because that, I don't know, for some reason it, that's what it feels like is coming. So back on inner silence meditations. You know, we talked about it. It's fairly simple and self-explanatory. We're going into this to try to quiet everything down and be present. But some good things to be aware of is be comfortable. Getting into this early on, some of us may not have the comfort in the lotus pose or even a half lotus, which I think is just sitting crisscross applesauce. I don't know. But I can tell you personally, a lot of my meditations are lying down or sitting in a chair. And that's okay, because it's all about being comfortable, especially when you're starting out. And then you can get into the more in-depth things that go on. Once again, this is a situation where you can decide if you want to do it with lights on or do it in the dark. Personal preference, and it's totally up to you. This is another thing where you can decide to do it with tones or not. You can use tones like binaural beats or frequencies like we've spoken about to get your mind into those wavelengths, those zones that can help either activate it but we're going for inner silence, so quieting it down. This can actually be guided or not as well. Those become a little difficult for me because when I'm trying to seek silence, I want silence. So having someone tell me how to get there or provide a guided pathway to get there is a little obtuse for me, I suppose would be the right thing to say. It's just a thing that I have. That's my experience. That doesn't mean you're going to have the same experience, and whatever it is, that's okay. Seriously. Like, it's all good. And what we're looking for is to get into this and to seek the ever-present silence of I am. I am is what we are. We've been over this quite often in previous videos. We are not thoughts. We're not the thinkers of thoughts. We are not this human body. We are not labels. We are. Which goes into I am. Right? Maybe I can get some videos together about getting more into the concept of I am. I think that would be good. Let me see what kind of downloads I get, huh? Just like most other meditations, this can take time in practice. And that's okay. You want to explore. You want to see what works with you, what vibes with you, what feels good, what feels right, what helps you get the result that you're seeking, right? We're going into these meditations with intention. It's either a problem we're trying to solve or a state of mind we're trying to reach, right? Set that intention and then, you know, work on the methods, because the time limit for how long you decide to do this is totally your choice. In the apps we talked about, Ananda and Declutter, they have kind of suggestions. Ananda has suggestions for, you know, a good amount of time to be in this experience, to have these binaural beats going on, to try to achieve the state you're seeking. And that Declutter is very much guided, in my experience. I haven't dug really deep into that app yet, but is guided, and those are all timed. I mean, there's just, this person is only going to talk to you for so long. So, I mean, really, that's it. In my experience. Now, of course, we can all have our own experiences to share. And please do, down below, if you have input, please let me know what you think. Let me know what you've done. Let me know what you've experienced, because I would really, really like to hear what our community has going on and possibly apply some new practices for myself. Tomorrow we'll be going into more different meditations. This has kind of been a big and over week-long topic, which I think is good. This is a pretty big deal. This is something that not only I need to work on more, but I truthfully feel like everybody should want to work on more, because it is life-changing. So, what do you think? You going to try some inner silence meditations? If you do, please let me know down below. Let me know what you try, what you feel comfortable with, what you've done. And once again, if you want to share any input with anybody else, down below is the perfect place to do it. And with that said, please, if you like this video, go ahead and like it. If you dislike it, go ahead and dislike it. They don't really do much anymore, but yeah, go ahead. If you like what we've got going on here, please go ahead and subscribe and ring that bell, because that's going to be the way to get these daily uploads, weekday uploads. The weekends are coming. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Keep loving. Keep polarizing. And I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, Seekers.